DeepEnglish.com. Success is 99% failure. Fluency Booster, Part B. It was also in the country of Japan where a man named Soichiro Honda also found success through failure. Where was Soichiro from? He was from Japan. He failed over and over on his way to becoming one of the world's richest men. Did he become a rich man or a poor man? He became a rich man. Soichiro was born in 1906 in a small town in rural Japan. Soichiro's father was a blacksmith, but he also had a small bicycle repair shop. Where was Soichiro born? Soichiro was born in a small town in rural Japan. What did Soichiro's father do? Soichiro's father was a blacksmith. Soichiro grew up helping his father fix bicycles. He was always talented with fixing things, but he wasn't a good student, so his grade reports weren't good. What did Soichiro do with his father? Soichiro helped his father fix bikes. Was Soichiro a good student? No, he wasn't a good student. During this time in Japan, parents were required to mark their children's grade reports with a family seal to confirm that they had received them. Soichiro was a clever child. He realized that he could use rubber from the bicycle shop to fake his parents' family seal. How did parents mark their children's grade reports? Parents marked their children's grade reports with the family seal. How did he fake his parents' family seal? He used rubber from the bicycle shop to fake his parents' family seal. He soon started making them for other children at his school as well. Soichiro was caught, but this was one of the earliest examples of how Soichiro would always look for opportunity in his failures. Who did Soichiro make family seals for? Soichiro made family seals for other children at school. What did Soichiro always look for in his failures? He always looked for opportunity in his failures. After dropping out of school at the age of 15, Soichiro went to Tokyo to become a mechanic. He worked in a car repair shop for 6 years before returning to his hometown to open his own repair shop. How old was Soichiro when he dropped out of school? Soichiro was 15 when he dropped out of school. Where did he go? He went to Tokyo. Why did he go to Tokyo? He went to Tokyo to become a mechanic. How long did he work in a car repair shop? He worked in a car repair shop for 6 years. What did he do when he returned to his hometown? When he returned to his hometown, he opened a repair shop. In addition to fixing cars, he was also a designer. He spent years trying to design a better piston ring to sell to Toyota. What was he trying to design? He was trying to design a better piston ring. He worked day and night on his design. He often had trouble finding the money to continue his piston project. Did Soichiro work hard? Yes, Soichiro worked day and night on his design. Was money easy to find? No, money wasn't easy to find. He often had trouble finding money. However, he never let any of life's challenges stop him. He always found a way. Once, he even sold his wife's jewelry to make the money he needed to continue his piston design. What did he sell to make money? He once sold his wife's jewelry to make money. After 2 years of hard work, finally his piston design was ready. He brought it to Toyota thinking that they would buy it and he would be a big success. To his surprise, they rejected it. How long did he work on his design? He worked on his design for 2 years. Did Toyota buy his piston design? No, they didn't buy it. They rejected it. Soichiro still didn't give up. He knew that he needed more education, so he went back to school. What did he need? He needed more education. At school, his classmates and teachers laughed at his design, but this didn't stop Soichiro either. What did his classmates and teachers think about his design? They laughed at his design. Did this stop Soichiro? No, this didn't stop Soichiro. He studied hard in any course that would help him follow his dream, and he ignored the rest. In what courses did he study hard? He studied hard in any course that would help him follow his dream. What did he ignore? He ignored the rest. He also refused to take tests because he didn't see any value in grades. When the school told him he wouldn't graduate, he didn't care. Why did he refuse to take tests? He refused to take tests because he didn't see any value in grades. Was Soichiro worried about graduating from school? No, he wasn't worried about graduating. He didn't care. He famously told the school that their diploma had less value than a movie ticket. While a movie ticket would give you entry to a movie, he thought that a diploma wouldn't get him anything. Did he value getting a diploma? No, he didn't value getting a diploma. He thought it wouldn't get him anything. What did he think was more valuable than a diploma? He thought that a movie ticket was more valuable than a diploma. He never gave up on his goal to design a better piston. Did he give up on his piston design? No, he never gave up on his piston design. He was always looking at the problems with his older designs and thinking about how he could make them better. All of his failures were really opportunities to understand what doesn't work and how to improve. What did he think about all of his failures? He thought all of his failures were really opportunities to understand what doesn't work and how to improve.